Hello and welcome to the new episode of Jom Pakai IoT or Let's Do IT. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this podcast. So today's episode, let us discuss about safety, the security and sustainability in the ports with using smart technologies. I think we know that the maritime transport actually have been continuing very fast, fueled by this global trade, the ports with but they face a lot of challenges. So what we are seeing is that these ports are at the crossroads from aging infrastructure and also the demand for increasing the production, and also to comply with the environmental regulations and also the concerns of security. So all of these challenges actually present a very unique opportunity for transformation to happen through the implementation of, you know, you might use a smart port strategies. So if you look at the ports, they are the critical nodes in this global supply chains. And normally their efficiency is very crucial to ensure that the smooth operation of the global trade. We see that today that the ports confront several challenges, which includes the infrastructure which is not equipped, the increased trade volume. We see the limited production capacity, very stringent regulations, and the growing sustainability concerns. So all of these issues actually persist and making the ports become very challenging for them to adopt this digital advancement. For them, they need this to remain very competitive and efficient in their operations. So what we are seeing is that the problem is isn't just about aging infrastructure or the expanding global grid. It's also about the lack of technological solutions that enable the ports to handle all these challenges effectively. So what we are seeing that the current infrastructure actually can't accommodate this, the surge of this maritime traffic and the port operations. So similarly, we are seeing the increasing global trade leads to more port congestion, improper resource allocation, and most likely we will see the increased cost due to this inefficiency. So this is what we really need about the transformation to happen. The implication of these challenges are very far-reaching. The ports are facing financial burdens due to their inability to exploit production and activity opportunities fully. So what we are seeing is that this non-compliance with this environmental regulation can actually result in hefty fines or penalty. So moreover, you see that the safety and security issues actually can potentially risk lives and also equipment, and the lack of sustainability strategies is incompatible with the global movements toward this greener policies that we are looking at. So recognizing these challenges, the shipping industry actually will increase which will increasingly turn to these smart port strategies. What I mean by the smart port strategies is that they involve integrating these digital technologies like IoT or big data and AI to foster the sustainability and also community inclusion. So let's see how these smart ports can address these challenges. One, we are seeing the port infrastructure. So we are seeing that this digitalization, the ports can actually integrate what we call the smart port technologies like digital twins. This will enable the predictive analysis and also facilitating the incorporation of these community spaces all throughout the port. Yeah. Secondly, we are looking at the global trade. What we can do is that by utilizing the big data and AI, actually the smart port can precisely track the vessel locations and their estimated time of arrivals. With that information, it actually can reduce the port congestion and also improve the resource planning. Thirdly, if you look at the production capacity, what the smart ports can do is that they can leverage automation to enhance efficiency, increasing production capacity. For example, the Port of Singapore, they use automated cranes and unmanned vehicles actually to boost its operating systems. Fourth, you look at the finances aspect. What the smart ports can do is that they can provide a very good supply chain transparency and maybe a predictive technologies that can enable them to cost savings and also a productivity improvements. Fifth, we will look at the regulation compliance. The smart bots actually can incorporate these environmental monitoring technologies. They enable the real-time measurements of water quality, air quality, and noise levels that will relate back to the regulation compliance about the environmental aspect. Number six, you can see that it's about all about safety and security. With the automation and artificial intelligence, these smart bots can actually minimize human interaction because they are handling with dangerous machinery, and they can also predict any possible accidents. Thus, actually can enhance the safety and security of the bots. Finally, if you look at the number seven, is that about sustainability. With the smart bots, you can adopt these green energy sources. You can reduce carbon use and also provide sustainable energy throughout the port city complex. So we can see that as in the future maritime trade, it's very clear that smart ports are not just a luxury, but actually a necessity. So they offer a very innovative solutions to, you know, to all these ports challenges. At least they can pave the way for efficient and sustainable and also secure operations. What we can see that this kind of integration will ultimately help the ports to stay competitive and probably contribute to the sustainable development of the whole maritime industry. So guys, that's it for this kind of episode. You can subscribe or like this episode in Spotify, in Apple, iTunes, and also Google Podcasts. Okay guys, we'll see you in the next episode of Jom Pakai IoT. Bye.